夜はまだ終わらない。
One of the many anime that should have got an immediate green flag for a continuation is finally getting the pass for a second season, as Call of the Night is confirmed to get a season 2, unveiling a teaser video. To everyone's wishes, season 1's director Tomoyuki Itamura will be returning to season 2. Also returning are Liden Films and the central duo's voice cast. Although the release date wasn't revealed, you can expect the anime to premiere late this year or sometime next year. In season 1, we see the introduction of the sleep-deprived Ko, who struggles with grasping the complex concept of love and much more, leading to him not going to school. Plagued with insomnia due to his idleness, Ko begins roaming the lonesome streets at night until he meets the vampire Nazuna, who wants to suck his blood. From there begins their journey of wandering the nights and learning more about what love really is. In the final part of season 1, we see Ko eventually meet a small coven of Nazuna's vampire friends, including the pantsuit-wearing Nico, who acted like their leader. She explained to Ko a rule that Nazuna had forgotten to mention, the 1-year time limit. When a vampire bites a certain human, that human has 1 year to fall in love and be converted, or else vampirism will become impossible. Ko has already been bitten, so he's got just under 1 year to fall in love with Nazuna before the window of opportunity closes forever. That revelation drove him to try and fall in love with Nazuna faster while pondering the true meaning of love. But again, it isn't so easy, and Ko could feel that precious time slipping away. In the final episode, we see Ko visit one of Nazuna's friends, Hatsuka. Meanwhile, Nazuna thinks that Ko does not want to become a vampire anymore and asks Nico and the other vampires to let him live. But Nico is furious that Nazuna wants to let him break their deal and tells Nazuna the only option is to eliminate Ko, as he is now a potential risk to the vampire's existence. Back at Hatsuka's place, Hatsuka offers to turn Ko into a vampire himself, but Ko declines, saying that he wants to be turned by Nazuna, even though there might be consequences for both of them. Ko rushes to the rooftop where he met the other vampires before, with Nico trying to dissuade him from finding Nazuna, stating that she left and will not talk to him. Ko runs away in search for Nazuna and finally reunites with her at the vending machine where they first met. Ko then goes on to state that he will fall in love with her and won't let her get bored. In return, Nazuna promises to herself that she will become a vampire worth falling for, as season 1 ends with a kiss. In season 2, fans will get to see Ko happily go on a sightseeing trip to Tokyo with Nazuna. But Detective Anko is also at Tokyo, pursuing one of Nazuna's vampire friends with some stabby extra-legal justice in mind. To prevent Anko from exploiting their weaknesses, the gaggle of vampire women must delve deep into their past, but Nazuna can't remember anything from her human life. Season 2 will see the gang try and track down the secrets of Nazuna's past, but every answer only leads to another question. And with Detective Anko pursuing her vendetta against all vampire kind, invading their private lives and spaces, it's possible that Ko and Nazuna's peaceful life will have to take a step back. Call of the Night as a series, as a story, as the characters, as the vibes in itself is different, and in my opinion good, but there can be no doubt that what brought out all of these factors to the limelight is the extremely beautiful animation and the accompanying soundtrack by Creepy Nuts, and to our luck, with Liden Films returning, we can expect another good continuation. I've seen people complain about the age gap and whatnot, but I say screw them. I really enjoy watching the duo embark on a really bizarre but wholesome midnight journey with some wild surprises along the way. Seeing Ko roam the night streets alone, where he seems happier than when he would attend school. Seeing Nazuna and Ko play video games and talk about life. Seeing Ko realize what it means to love. And all of these contagious scenes really light up my overall mood. And when you add the absolutely perfect soundtracks, then this series is just a plain fun-filled anime. I don't know what else to say, but if you haven't watched season 1, then consider yourself lucky to be able to binge watch the first season before the upcoming second season that I can only hope gets the same treatment it got during season 1.